Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning tonight has been once again generously sponsored by our dear friend Jonathan Spear in commemoration of the yahrzeit of his beloved mother, Toby Spear Tova Leah Bas Aaron, and his beloved grandmother, Rosie Spear Razel Spear. Their neshamos should have an aliyah. We are continuing in Hilchas Pesach and Simen Tuf Lamed Beis. And the Mechaber tells us in the Inyan in the topic of Bedikas Chometz V'Zayir, a person should be very careful and conscientious. Shelo Yedaber Bein HaBracha L'Tchilas HaBedika. At this very precious time, that one should not speak from that time, from the Bracha to the beginning of the Mitzvah. And that the Mishnah Berurah explains why that's so. B'Dievet, if it would, in fact, circumstantially be a situation where a person did imsach bedvarim she'ein tzarech labedika, we can make a distinction, a chilek between those things, those words, that deeper, which is osei inyan, which is in the topic, versus those which are not. And b'dievet, says Mishnah Berurah, if a person did speak words that are unnecessary, germane, not related to the bedikas chametz, so then the din is the halachas yachsev yivarech. You have to go back and you have to make a bracha anew. Why? The hefsek bein a bracha mitzvah, because there's a bracha that was, there's a hefsek, a pausation between the bracha and the mitzvah. As I spoke last night, the topic of overlas yasim, you make the bracha, it permits the action. And if there's a hefsek in that, between the bracha and the mitzvah, it's a problem. And yachsev yivarech, the chazal rosh, you have to go back and you have to say. Now the question is, what's considered the amount of time that's considered a hefsek? So listen to this. That the shear of the hefsek, the Shulchan Aruch writes, legabe, the inyan of birchas hamotzi and achilas pas, and eating bread. So the Mechaber says, shafilu im hefsek bedibor beteva achas, even a teva achas. So that is harezeh nechshav hefsek. That's considered a hefsek. That's considered significant. V'tzarech lachzor levarich. One has to go back and he has to then renew and recite a blessing anew. In Kosovo, the Beralocha also likewise says that this is the amount, legabe, hesek ben tefillin shel yad, le tefillin shel rosh, we don't talk between yad and rosh, and imtim tzaloma that a person did, so it's teva achas, that's a small, minimal amount, and that's a hesek, and that would require a new bracha, very significant. So therefore, if one talks sach, dvarim, that are not shaykh, that are not appropriate, that are not related to the bedika, and there's a hesek ben a bracha lemitzah, it's a hesek in chazal le rosh, person has to go back, and then one has to go back to the beginning. Now it says, and goes without saying, in Shulchan Aruch, as a hemshech of this halacha, v'tov shelo yidaber b'dvar macherim, if a person should not, best. And ideal practice, a person not to speak anything, no words, ad sheyigmor kol habedika, until a person finishes all of the bedikas chametz. You have to be involved. Why? Kedei sheyosim el libo livdak b'chol ha-makoymos shemechnisim b'chametz. You have to really pay attention. You can't just go through the pomp and ceremony, can't just go circumstantially, can't just go through the motions, monotonous and boring. Person has to be really be into it. You have to yasim libo, think about what you're doing, have kavana, concentrate. Where are those places that chametz was brought to? And the whole purpose is not just an exercise in just monotony, but a person should really, truly search and look, find, discover, and get rid of. That's the mitzvah. And so therefore a person does that, not to talk about anything, certainly achas kama v'kama, doing any other miscellaneous things, but to really be oisek and involved, pay attention, conscientious, careful, mindful of the mitzvah at hand. And so that's what the Mechaber says. It's tov shelo yidaber b'dvarim acherim. A person should talk about any matter. But this diuk, and you shouldn't talk in dvarim acherim, the Mishnah Berurah picks up on that and says, though, however, b'dvarim shem tzarech habedika, what about those matters to be discussed that are necessary, not germane and unrelated, but actually necessary to the bedikas chametz? So then, so gam lechatchila, not just bedikas, but lechatchila, best practice, you're actually allowed to. You should. Go out of your way, talk about it. Where is this, and how would you search for that? And here's the candle for this, and here's the mukum for that. You want to be very careful. You want to really know what it is. So if it's related, a conversation that's about the Yankees or the Mets, garnished. If it's a conversation about the bedika, the chametz in this place, that place, aha. Lechatchila yuchal ledaber. Person says Mishnah Berurah is allowed to talk about it. Lechatchila. Why? Shezein choshev hefsek klal. That's not considered a pausation. That's not considered a hefsek. And therefore, the whole problem would be as if it's a hefsek. And since this is not considered a hefsek, it's considered a hemshech, a continuation of the bedika that began, the bracha, the mitzvah. And so therefore, that talking is permissible. Rabbi Chanani ben Akash, Mitzvah Baruch Hu,